When I was in Rome a couple years ago, we went to the Church of St. Peter in Chains. And you can actually kneel down. There's this area where you go down some steps and the chains are there. And you can kneel down and pray in front of the chains that held St. Peter. And as I was there kneeling and praying, I looked down after a few seconds and I noticed this engraving underneath. And I was like, what is that? And as I looked closer, it said that it was the tomb of the seven Maccabees brothers, which we heard about in the first reading today. And I had no idea that the tomb of the second Maccabees brothers was in Rome. I had no idea we even knew where it was. And suddenly I was right in front of that tomb. And the story from the first reading today came back into my mind. You know, what more powerful witness is there of courage than these seven brothers? You know, the Greeks who were in charge and had taken over the Holy Land at that time were trying to force Hellenization. They wanted everyone to accept Greek culture. And so they were trying to exterminate the Jewish faith. And so that's why they were forcing people to eat pork. It was a sign that they were basically renouncing their faith and abandoning their customs. And they were going through and they were destroying any scrolls of scripture that they found. And if they found any children that were circumcised, they would execute them along with their mothers. And so it was a very, very severe persecution against the Jewish faith. And what we hear in the first reading, and one of the reasons why the book of Maccabees, this is from 2 Maccabees, one of the reasons why it's so important is because it gives such a clear testimony to the resurrection. And not just a spiritual resurrection, like our soul will be immortal, but also a bodily resurrection. And as these brothers, one by one, are going to their death, all seven of them are brutally tortured and executed right in front of their mother. And then the mother herself is executed. And you hear their courage in the first reading when one of the sons says, you know, you can cut out my tongue and you can cut off my hands, but the Lord will give them back to me in the resurrection. You know, that faith in the resurrection gave them such courage, and they recognized that there was absolutely nothing in this world worth sacrificing the resurrection for. To be raised into eternal life, body and soul, and the happiness and joy and the reward that awaits the faithful in the next life is so great that there's nothing in this world worth giving that up for. And the seven Maccabees brothers and their mother, they witnessed that with their lives. And I encourage you to read the entire chapter. It's 2 Maccabees 7. You know, take some time either today or this weekend and read, you know, that entire chapter. It's very powerful, and it's a witness to the reality of the resurrection. The Sadducees in the gospel did not believe in the resurrection. They were the temple priests, and they tried to basically show its absurdity by bringing this hypothetical situation before Jesus, saying, you know, what if this woman married seven brothers that all died? You know, who are they going to be married to in the next life? And Jesus' response to them is he basically says to them, you have no idea the power of God. You know, the resurrection is unlike worldly pleasures and happiness. And it's a different state of reality. There is no longer any marriage. And the joys of this world, you know, what brings us happiness are going to be meaningless in the next life, when we'll experience our true dignity as being children of God and true union from the deepest levels of our soul. Our soul will be united to our Heavenly Father, and we'll be able to see Him face to face. And there will be an intimacy and a love and a union with God that's just unimaginable in this world. And flowing from that, the communion of the saints and the relationship of love and the bond of friendship between the blessed in heaven will be like unlike any relationships in this world. You know, that's the joy that awaits us. And how do we know that the resurrection is real? Because Jesus Christ himself is risen from the dead. And because the Blessed Virgin Mary was assumed body and soul into the glory of heaven. And so we have real historical events to support our belief and our faith. I said, there's nothing that this world promises us that is worth sacrificing eternal life for it. And as we look at the world, I think it's important for us to recognize that the world is not neutral territory. You know, the world cannot be explained by people simply behaving rationally. You know, that does not explain the violence and the hatred and, that we see against the Jewish people in the book of Maccabees. You know, these are not people just behaving rationally. A rational leader is not going to just decide to start horribly attacking and executing his own people, which, you know, eventually leads them into an all-out revolt. You know, that's not rational behavior. And the persecution that we see against the early Christians under the Roman emperors, it's not rational behavior for them to be feeding Christians to the lions and doing all sorts of terrible things to them. But we see this persecution go on pretty much in every generation throughout history. And even in our own time, within the past hundred years, we've seen a terrible persecution of the Christians under the communist rule. You know, we've seen a terrible persecution of Catholics in Mexico under the Freemasons. You know, in the present day, we've seen a persecution against Christians by ISIS. And you know, we've seen all sorts of atrocities. You know, again and again throughout history, we see this persecution of God's faithful people. Even in the United States, we see the same spirit of hatred and antagonism against Christians, you know, playing out. I recently read an article about the Little Sisters of the Poor. You know, you have this group of sisters who dedicate their lives to serving the elderly, poor elderly people who cannot afford nursing care. You know, they run nursing homes for them. And they treat them with unimaginable charity, and they get some of the best care that's out there because the sisters love them and they treat them with respect. And they dedicate their lives to that. And they've embraced poverty so that they can serve these people. And yet, what has happened to the Little Sisters of the Poor? You know, the full force of the government has come against them. You know, it started with the HHS mandate 6 years ago under the Obama administration, which tried to force everyone to pay for contraceptive and certain abortifacient drugs under their health care plan. And they tried to force the Little Sisters of the Poor to pay for something that they themselves found to be morally unacceptable. And so this has been going on for 6 years. And the Trump administration issued a new directive was intended to protect people of faith and to exempt them from the HHS mandate. Well, just on October 22nd, a federal appeals court ruled against the Little Sisters of the Poor. And they basically said that they basically disregarded the protection that they had been granted, you know, the exemption that they had been granted, and said that the original intent of the law was not to provide for exemptions. And so once again, you have the full force of the federal government trying to coerce the Little Sisters of the Poor to pay for something that they find morally objectionable. You know, this is not rational behavior. You know, who would look at this situation with everything going on in our nation and say, we need to go after the Little Sisters of the Poor? You know, they're the ones that we need to go after. You know, we need to bring the full force of the government down on them because they're such a threat to our society. You know, with everything going on, it's just not rational. But there is this spirit that's present within our world. And as I said, we have to realize the world is not neutral territory. You know, God has intervened in our world to try and bring us to salvation and try and save the human race and bring them to the resurrection. And there are forces of darkness in our world that are also intervening to pull us away from salvation. You know, St. Paul says, our battle is not with flesh and blood. It's not against other people. He says this in Ephesians chapter 6. He says, but our battle is against the principalities and powers. You know, those are fallen angels that he's talking about. That there are forces in our world that are trying to pull us away from our salvation. And each one of us is in the middle of this battle between good and evil. And it's important for us to recognize that each one of us is going to be faced in our lives at different times with these forces trying to pull us away from our salvation. And it's important for us to remember that there is absolutely nothing in this world worth sacrificing the resurrection of life. There is nothing worth sacrificing that for. The little sisters of the poor are never going to give in, and nor should they, because they know the moral issues at stake with contraception and with abortifacient drugs. They recognize that, and they will never be forced to act against their conscience, no matter what consequences there are for them. And they give us a tremendous example of remaining steadfast in our faith. We may not be faced with persecution ourselves, but we will be tempted in different ways to go against Jesus Christ. You know, people are tempted all the time to go against the church's moral teachings or to abandon the Catholic Church. There's so many people that have rejected moral teachings of the church and have fallen into sin. And so it's important for us to recognize that that is never the right path, and it's never worth sacrificing the joy of the resurrection. You know, as we reflect on these readings, I encourage each one of us to meditate on the importance of the resurrection of life and the example of courage that we have from the Maccabees brothers and Christians throughout history down to the little sisters of the poor today, and to always remain faithful to Jesus Christ and his church and the moral teachings that he gives us, because there is nothing worth sacrificing the joy of the resurrection.